Hey there, welcome to Intentional Living. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. The phone lines are wide open. We're ready to go. Sally and Steven, you guys ready? Okay, Rob behind the controls, let's go. Today, you know, we're in the busy, stressful season of the year, wrapping up 2018. We love your questions, your comments, and your stories. So give us a call, 888-1717 is the number. So let's get right at it. Cindy's on the line in Kansas, and sounds like maybe a little stress problem going on. Cindy, welcome to Intentional Living. How can I help you today?
Yes, I have been a listener and contributor of your show, and just appreciate it immensely. And something that's never been really discussed that I feel the Lord has just really been putting on my heart is I'm a 45-year-old working mother with kids, and I think the stress that has hit our generation, my generation, of women when it comes to working full-time plus, but still having the same duties of cleaning the house and doing the dishes and doing everything that a mother does when they're not working, plus when they're working, and trying to educate the men of our generation. It has been a struggle and a critical point, and that, you know, led to the meltdown of our family a couple of years ago, and thank goodness through God's strength and God's wisdom and his guidance, we were able to pull ourselves out of it. But it's just, I see so many people in my exact same spot, and I want to minister, and I want to make people aware. And I appreciate you taking my phone call.
Yeah, I think, well, thank you, Cindy. I think people are aware because they're living in it. We're in a stressed out season right now, you know, here at the end of the year. But our lives, the pace of America, the pace of our Western culture is just ridiculous. And we're overloaded. We're pursuing more things, trying to get more things, and people are struggling with a great deal of stress. And I think there's a couple of things from an intentional living standpoint. I tell people, when the hole keeps getting deeper, stop digging. And if you're really feeling stressed out today, and maybe you can relate, maybe you're stressed, love to have you join us. Maybe you've found a way that really, I mean, really practically helps you, that you could help Cindy and others who are stressed out. Give us a call, 888-1717. But I would add, just stop digging. We keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result. Two very important intentional living principles. One is, Cindy, I think there's a point where we have to declare our intention and just say, I'm sick of this. I mean, we're going nuts here. We got all this work and home, and we need to be sharing the load and working together and just declare together that there's got to be a better way of doing it. And then this thing of decluttering your life. Hey, listen, my wife will tell you that clutter is one of the things I wrestle with. And we both know when I finally clean out the closet and I finally clean out the desk and do those things, I'm going to have less stress than I do now looking for things. I know it, but it's not until I'm intentional to do it that I'm really going to experience less stress. And so, Cindy, we hear you. We really do. How about you? What have you done to deal with stress in your life? Brittany's on the line in Michigan with a question today. Brittany, go ahead.
I listen to your shows pretty often. They actually help me get through the days. Me and my husband have been going through a lot of stress lately with money and job-wise. We lost our house a year ago, and we are pretty much on the verge of getting divorced, but we're both still hanging on somehow. I don't know how. But I was just calling to get some, I guess, hope inside me. I've let myself get down so far that I've caused myself to get depression, and so has my husband. I was just calling to see if you had any word of advice.
Yeah. Well, listen, I was thinking of a little proverb, Brittany, that says, an anxious heart weighs a man down, and a woman too, man and woman, weighs us down, but a kind word will cheer him up. You know, it's amazing how just a word, just encouragement. I think of that little passage we use in conferences, Proverbs 25:11, that a word that is properly or aptly spoken feels like apples of gold and settings of silver. What you need, what I'm leading to, Brittany, is you need some people around you who not only can practically help you dig out of some of the challenges you're having financially, maybe someone who's smarter about money than you are, someone that can help you put a plan together and work through that, and the two of you getting on the same page with that, but also some people who will speak into your life. Man, we all have to have somebody who says something kind, encouraging into our life. And I'd encourage you to do that. Now, if you're truly depressed, you may need some additional help. Find a doctor, and it may be some additional help needed for you. All right, that's Brittany in Michigan. I've got another Brittany here on the line in Arizona with a question. Go right ahead, Brittany.
Hi, Randy. My husband and I have been married for about a year. We just had a baby 3 months ago, and I think I just wanted to ask, how is a good way when we go through the stresses and, you know, we're newlyweds and we have a new child and just trying to live every day, you know, without getting too stressed or taking it out on each other? Because, you know, when you're with somebody every day and you feel comfortable with them, you kind of tend to, I think, take stress out sometimes a little bit more on the yeah. ones that you love. So I just don't know if maybe there is other effective ways. We read our scriptures and we pray daily, but maybe just some other ways to, you know, not let the stress take us to a fight or, you know, to where we don't take our stress out on each other and we can be more supportive.
You know, Brittany, it sounds like you're doing a lot of the right things. You're spending time together. You're praying. You're reading scripture. I think we have to maybe eliminate the myth that if we do something, we can eliminate stress. I mean, we just live in a world that's stressful. I mean, if you have kids and you're both working, or one at home, one working, whatever the arrangement is, if you're a single parent especially, you're going to have stress. Stress is what keeps us alive. And so I don't think the goal should be, I don't want any stress. I mean, we can go sit on the riverbank. Doesn't that sound nice? Bring your paintbrush, paint. Well, that's good for a day or two, but the reality is you got to get back into life. You got work. You got bills to pay. Stress isn't the problem. It's distress that's the problem. When stress becomes unhealthy in our life, it becomes distressful, meaning it starts to wear at us physically and emotionally. And so managing stress, eating healthy, getting that adequate rest. I believe a lot in finding encouragement, speaking into your life, someone speaking into your life. And for couples, sharing the load, talking, communicating, you know, doing these things together. Very, very important. All right. Thank you, Brittany. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back. Maybe you want to join in. You have some help on stress. Maybe you're stressed yourself. What have you found about being intentional with stress? 888-1717, the intentional line is open for you.
Hey, it's producer Rob for Intentional Living. If you hear something on the program today and think, wow, I wish I could hear that later, you can. In fact, most nights before bedtime when things settle down, I pull out the iPhone and listen to that day's Intentional Living program on iTunes. And if you don't have an iPhone, just go to your smartphone's app store and download the Intentional Living app for free. And voila, you can hear any program on demand right there on your smartphone or on your tablet. And if you're at your laptop or desktop computer, head over to theintentionallife.com and then to Program Highlights, and you can access all the archived Intentional Living programs searchable by title and keyword. It's just one more way to help you live an intentional life in Christ. The website again, theintentionallife.com.
You know, we're talking about stress today, and I don't want to be too stressed as we approach the end of this year, because we know that God is ultimately in charge of everything, and that's really our message. As we face challenges in our life, to trust Him every day. Well, if you've been a part of the Intentional Living family this year, thank you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. And let me tell you where we are as we look at the financial need of wrapping up this year. I am so excited to announce that with the continued response, those of you going online to theintentionallife.com or calling 888-1717, we're down now to just about $70,000 to go to be fully funded for the Intentional Living Ministry, which is a part of our overall ministry funded separate from the radio station. And so we can almost see it. We can see the end now to hit the goal, to reach the need for intentional living. So I thank you in advance for your year-end gift here in the next several hours to help us close out 2018 strong and fully funded. And by the way, every gift right now is being matched dollar for dollar. In other words, your $100 becomes $200 for the ministry, $500 will become $1,000, $1,000, $2,000, and so on. And what a great way to count down. That's multiplication, isn't it? And we're excited about this next year as we partner with you in ministry for a year of living on purpose.
And when you think about it, that's really the goal for 2019. We live in a world with a great deal of chaos, and our intentional living message will continue to be here to strengthen you, to encourage you, and stand with you in support of your life, your marriage, your family, and the things that matter to you. And when I look at the fact that we're only $70,000 away from being fully funded by December 31st. We can see it. Let's do this together. And with our friend who is matching every gift right now, dollar for dollar, wow, we can do this. We could do it in a matter of hours. Your gift of $1,000 becoming $2,000 for the ministry, a $500 gift becoming $1,000. You say, I can't do that. Could you share a $100 year-end gift? Everything will help us this year. And by the way, for tax purposes, we need to receive it yet this year, right? And so there's two ways to do this, to share your gift of love for intentional living. Either go to theintentionallife.com, click on donate. That's theintentionallife.com, click on donate, or call anytime, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, and your gift will be matched right now. Amen. Thank you. We're waiting on you. We're talking stress today. Let's go to Florida. Jason, boy, you guys have been through a lot of stress. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Talk about the stress you guys been through.
Well, as you might know, we've been through a hurricane. A lot of people are just totally, completely devastated. I had the opportunity, because God has given me the resources, to help out for about a week and a half when I got back to town. And just the people coming together, and helping each other has just reduced everybody's stress. Having the opportunity to pray with people who have lost everything just gives them hope. This is a very, very stressful time. People have lost everything. And to be able to pray with them, give them a glimpse of hope, give them some food, some gas for their generators or whatever they may need, you can just see the hope, little bit of hope anyway, in their eyes.
But we need hope, and even those little gestures, just a little bit of hope in the tank makes a difference. Helps us get through another day, another hour, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Yeah.
And a lot of these people, I noticed a couple callers before me having trouble in their marriage. I'd like to offer them some hope as well. My wife and I divorced about 4 years ago. After 3 years of prayer, we are now starting to reconcile. It's the most unbelievable answer to prayer that I've experienced in my 15, 16 years of being saved. God is real. Prayer works. It's not going to be on our schedule, but it's going to be on God's schedule.
That's it, man. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate your call. Let's pray for our friends in Panama City and Panama City Beach. You know, it was all on the news. We all followed it, and then the storm passes, but the loss is still there, and the damage, and the restoration process, and the world moves on, you know. So listen, our hearts go out to all of our friends across Panama City, Panama City Beach, and throughout that area, people listening up into Georgia and all throughout that area that were affected by the storm, especially at this season of the year. Talking about stress, how to be intentional with stress. We talked about the need for encouraging words. You know, in 1 Peter chapter 5, Peter reminds us that we are to cast all of our anxiety on him, all of our cares on him, talking about Christ, because he cares for you. And if you're of the temperament where it's easy for you to try to do it yourself, carry it all yourself, some of us, it's hard to, we can intellectually read that verse and say, yeah, that's a good idea. But to really do it, and you say, well, how do you do that? I mean, I physically, where do I put this stuff? You know, it's in our heart to be able to say, Lord, I can't carry this. This is not, I can't do this alone. There's something that happens in prayer when we take the anxieties that we have, the concerns that we have, the things that seem insolvable, because they are, humanly speaking, and we say, Lord, they're yours. I give them to you. at the same time, that doesn't mean we're not going to continue to work and do the next right one thing and not be intentional. In fact, we do that with less stress. We do it because we know ultimately God's in charge. Talking about stress today, welcome to have you join us and leave your comments with us, 888-888-1717. Let me see here. Let's go to Teresa in Arizona, who's on the line. How can we help you today, Teresa?
Yes, Dr. Randy, I would like to know your comment for your program today is stress. I'm dealing with the biggest stress right now, and that is finances. I'm having somewhat medical difficulties with legs and shoulders, and I have three adult young male sons, and they're living with me in the home. One is currently working, and one is going to college. The other one is having issues with anxiety and his father. I would like to know, what is your input on this, and what could I do about it?
Boy, there's a lot there, Teresa. What I hear is you got some stress. Got some financial stress. You got some things going on in your life. My general belief, as I've watched myself and I've seen other people, when we get outside of ourselves and we start to focus on the needs of others and help others, that alone tends to de-stress our life. We see other people. What I'm saying is, you're a team. You got some young, sounds like healthy boys there in the house. I think you need to be a team and say, look, there's some things we need to do. We got a money issue. We got some physical things around the place that need to be taken care of. We need to support each other and separate duties, and let's work on taking care of each other and doing things productive for our family and for our community, maybe for the church. When we get outside of ourselves, what I've seen, Teresa, is that things tend to work out better. All right, let me see here. I think Grandma wants to talk to us. And Grandma, I'm not sure if you want to share your name or not, but I think you have a story you'd like to share with us. Go right ahead.
Yes, as a grown mother with children, I have 16 grandchildren, and some of them are married. I find myself wanting to fix things that I see, but I'm so thankful for Christian Radio and Intentional Living, and I heard a definition of worry, that it's a divided mind and that it chokes out the word. And that has been a real help to me, because I understand that, worry is something I have no control over. So it really cuts down on the stress. If you realize that and realize that, you just really need to trust the Lord, because it's not anything you can do anything about anyway. And with that many people in my life, it's... you could just really get involved in worry if you didn't just understand that you have to, if you're not trusting, you're doubting. And, you just really have to get in the Word and say, this is your problem, Lord, not mine. And I just thank the Lord that I have Him and that He is in control.
That's good. Thank you. 16 grandkids. That can be fun and stressful at the same time. But good for you, especially during this season of the year. Talking about stress is sort of goes along with the months, or the weeks and days leading up to the end of the year. So much stress wrapped around the holidays and the expectations. And you've heard me teach that expectations minus reality create disappointment. And so some of the expectations we've had during this season can create a level of disappointment in our lives. All right, Angie's on the line in Michigan with a question today. Angie, appreciate your call. Go right ahead.
I've been living a Christian intentional life for like 8 years now, and I pray often that God will bring me a man that is a godly man. And it was really interesting that a friend of mine at church, her son is single, and we started dating, and I went on vacation for 3 weeks. So for 18 days, we talked kind of on the phone, and then when I get back home, he just shut me out. He doesn't want to see me, he won't return my call, and I'm just confused. He's not a Christian that goes to church. He's been really hurt by his first wife, who told him their child was not his, but he believes in God, and I just really miss him, and I don't know what to do.
Well, listen, Angie, a couple of things. Some people are not very good at cutting things off. The old Dear John letter, Some people don't even send the Dear John letter. They just disappear. That's the way they deal with it. And frankly, that's a cowardly on his part. If he's not interested in pursuing a relationship, he should man up enough to come and tell you that. But let me just add, maybe you avoided a bullet. I mean, you just said he's not a believer. And if you are, and you say you are, the Bible says don't get hooked up. Don't be yoked with somebody who ain't on the same page spiritually. And so he may be saving you a lot of grief down the road. And so if, and I know you're confused, and I heard you say that, but if the worst thing that comes out of this is confusion, that's a pretty small price to pay from what you could be paying if he had pursued the relationship further. So I frankly, I'd let it go. I'd let it go. And I would get back into an attitude of saying, God, I don't want the wrong person in my life. I want the right person. And if you don't have a person, I'm okay being single. I'm going to just trust God where I am today. And I just believe we can't be okay tomorrow if we can't be okay today. Does that make sense? And I think we got to be okay in who we are today before we're going to be okay in a relationship tomorrow. That's being intentional, Angie. Appreciate your call. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back as we're talking about stress today during this season of the year.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
In our social media crazed world, isn't it nice that there's a place to encourage your intentional life?
I find something new every morning when I visit.
I get great nuggets of encouragement. Some of the comments are amazing.
The Intentional Living Facebook page is here for you to help you stay intentional, to encourage you, and let you know that in your walk, you're really not alone.
It's the one place on Facebook I actually like seeing show up on my wall.
Find out what's on today's show and join the conversation. Go to facebook.com/intentionalliving and click like today.
Hey, listen, I hope you'll do that. We have a lot of helpful things available to you on our website and with our social media. Just go to theintentionallife.com. And my senior producer here, Rob, just said during the break, what stresses you out, right? That's really what you ask. You'd be surprised if I say it's you, right, it's Rob? All right, I'll share a couple things that stress me out here in just a moment. All right. Hey, first, let's go to Carol. I think Carol's on the line in Arizona with a question. Go right ahead.
I love my husband more now than the day I married him. And just over the years, I've become bitter. And I try to not snap and say negative things, but I'm finding it very difficult. When he'll make a comment, I will come back with a negative comment. And I don't want to do that. And I'm having trouble stopping the negative that I have gotten myself or let myself get into. And wanted to know, how do you get out of that mindset that you have to, I don't know how I even got there. Just wanted to know if there was an answer as to how to go about getting back to where I should be.
Well, Carol, that's a good question. It'd be interesting to know where it began. My guess is at some point along the way you began that pattern, maybe you grew up in a home where it was, you know, criticism was just part of the way life was to happen. And early in your marriage, you throttled that back. But after we become familiar, after months or years of marriage, it's easy to start unhealthy patterns. And if they're not caught or brought in check or challenged, they tend to continue. And so, Carol, the fact that you're aware of it, that's half the battle. That's like getting around to second base at least. And I think the fact you're standing on second or third base, you know, you're almost there. Find out what it is that'll help you. In fact, maybe it's just as simple as going to your husband and saying, honey, this is something I'm working on. You know, the fact that I get a little chippy or I say things that are, you know, just a little disrespectful or whatever. And give him permission to tell you that when it happens. I mean, that's a way of holding yourself accountable, because you don't want him saying, there you go. Maybe there's a word or a sign or a little signal that he can give you that he felt it. He felt the sting. And if you're really serious about it, you're helping him, empowering him, and you're also, I think, in the process, strengthening your marriage. Try it out. I'd love to hear what you think about that. All right. What stresses me out. Lots of things stress me out. People driving down the road and they pull. I'll tell you, something that stresses me out is when I'm driving down the road and I'm doing the speed limit and someone pulls right out in front of you. Just, they're going to go about 20 miles an hour and you can't go around them. Little things, like that. Frankly, I think the big thing that I probably get stressed out is when I don't feel like I can control something. Sally's in there laughing, right? Is that true, Sally? High control. I'm only doing it for your good, by the way. this thing, when I can't control, and I think as a parent, when the kids were growing up, couldn't control something. Now they're adults, can't control something. And that stresses me out. And I get that gets back to why I probably quoted that passage in 1 Peter where it says, cast your care on him. In other words, it's not about me and my control, because the reality is we control very little in life.
Well, we only have a few hours left in 2018. Can't believe it. What a year. As we've seen people come to Christ, we've seen hundreds and hundreds of people stand for their marriages. We've seen people making decisions to be a parent that will honor Christ. We've seen young people making intentional decisions for their careers, for their life, for their future. That's what intentional living is all about. And I want to thank those of you that are helping us close out this year for intentional living strong. We have only about $70,000 to go to be fully funded for calendar year 2018. And your gift right now will be matched. That means $100 will be matched, another $100 going into the overall ministry. A $500 gift becomes $1,000 for the ministry, and so on. And what a great help this is. And I know there's great needs around the world, but the Intentional Living Ministry is making a difference, not only in your life, but around the world, online and through our conferences and material and so on. So come and join us right now, won't you? Thank you in advance. It'll be matched. Call 888-888-1717. That's 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And God bless you. Thank you for your support right now for Intentional Living.